Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. In fact, wherever you are listening around the world, thank you for listening today to EV News Daily. It's a Saturday, 29th of December. My name is Martin Lee, and this is the fourth part of your 2018 in review. At the end of the show, as I have been all week, I'll be asking you for your EV highlights of the year, whether you're an EV owner or not. So keep listening for how to get in touch, but maybe this'll jog a few memories. Before we get started, thank you to MyEV.com. If you haven't checked them out yet, point your browser towards MyEV.com. They help me make this show. They have built the world's first marketplace specifically for electric vehicles. Whether you are buying or selling, and let's face it, in a few years' time, everybody will be buying and selling EVs. So they have got in there first and really done it so well. If you want to check out how to research EVs in the meantime, if you're not quite buying and selling, you can go to myev.com as well. And possibly the final patron of 2018. I mean, there's a couple of days to go, but maybe this will be the last person who supports the show on Patreon. And he takes us to 150 supporters. Come on, where's the fanfare? It's a milestone that I can't begin to explain how grateful I am, how unexpected it is to everyone who supports this podcast and put their hand in their pocket. I mean, I never, ever assume that it's something that anybody would ever do. And I'm enormously grateful. And I don't take it for granted at all. If you do fund this show, thank you. They allow me to devote more time than I would otherwise be able. I'd have to be working otherwise. Then I can help make this show and spread the word around the world about EVs. New executive producer joining number 150, Pete Glass. Thank you, Pete. Pete Glass is the latest on our roll call of heroes. Let's take a look back then at the months of July and August in electric vehicles. On the 1st of July, 8 analysts all published their reports on whether Tesla had done what they said they would do, which is make 5,000 Model 3s by a week by the end of the first half of the year. All 8 analysts, by the way, experts in their field. You know how analysts like to be quoted and held up there as experts? All 8 of them agreed Tesla would miss the target. We'll find out in a day how they did. All Model 3 reservation holders could configure their Model 3. Not quite everyone at this stage, but if you're a reservation holder, you could. And BMW signed a $1 billion battery deal with CATL. That was a busy 1st of July. On the 2nd of July, we found out, were those 8 analysts correct? You know the answer. Tesla did, in fact, make 5,000 Model 3s a week. Thank you, experts, for your brilliant opinion. You were completely wrong. 7,000 cars in total a week made in the final week of the quarter. And Nissan would end up adding an extra disclaimer to the Nissan Leaf on the 2nd of July after Rapidgate had been investigated with people saying they couldn't rapid charge their new Leaf on long journeys more than a couple of times. Some people even earlier after just one rapid charge, the battery getting too hot with no active thermal management, a kind of liquid-cooled thermal management at least. The new Leaf has a 60 kilowatt hour battery, and many holding out hope that that indeed will be properly heated and cooled, not just with air blowing over it. But we'll wait and see. If it doesn't come with proper active liquid cooled thermal management like all the best EVs do, really kind of the best in class do, then I worry about Nissan selling many of those cars to at least people in the know about making great EVs. On the 3rd of July, Elon said, "I think we just became a real car company." That was a really nice moment. And on the 4th of July, Nissan's e-Power technology was heralded as a big success in Japan, annihilating the Toyota Prius there in their home market of Japan. E-Power, by the way, if you don't know, is called an electric vehicle, an EV, a hybrid. But even though there's an electric motor which drives the wheels, there is a combustion engine, but there's no plug So in other words, you can't put electricity into the car, you have to put fossil fuels in, but that motor is purely a generator, which charges a battery, very, very small battery, which then turns the wheels. And because it's driven by electric power, it's called an EV. It's a loophole, if you ask me. If you can't make it go forwards or backwards without putting fossil fuels in and burning something, that ain't an EV, if you ask me. On the 6th of July, you could now configure your Polestar 1 if you had $155,000 lying down the back of the sofa. And on the 7th of July, the 2019 Chevrolet Bolt was confirmed to get a bump in production by 20% for 2019. On the 8th of July, the Swiss Chargers by EVTEC, or EVTEC, however I'm meant to pronounce it, were pictured on Twitter. Whether this was intentional, or whether it was a leak, or whether it was a mistake, who knows, but they were plugged, one of their chargers was plugged into a 60 kilowatt hour Nissan Leaf, showing about, was it like 120 kilowatt charge speeds on the CHAdeMO? It was certainly very quick, way over 100, and we all got very excited about that. On the 11th of July, Tesla confirmed they would build a Gigafactory, Giga 3, in Shanghai. Fast forward 6 months, that building work is well underway, with a big perimeter fencing and the landwork, the groundworks being pretty advanced, lightest drone pictures that I've seen. China's CATL built the first, said they're going to build the first European EV battery factory in Germany for them, and anyone could then configure the Model 3, reservation holder or not, on the 11th of July. On the 13th, Tesla confirmed they would be the first to hit 200,000 EV sales in North America, triggering the taper down of the federal tax credit on the 1st of January, which is just in a day's time. On the 14th of July, it was confirmed that Tesla, on the 14th of July, the Model 3 would be at the Goodwood Festival of Speed, which is what I went along to. I also saw the Polestar 1 that day, and the Robo race car, the VW IDR Pikes Peaks Racer, was heading up the Goodwood Hill. The Formula E Generation 2 car was there. I had a good little sniff around that. What a diffuser on that. Oh, lovely, big diffuser. And the Neo EP9 was there as well. That is a beast of a car. On the 16th of July, the New York E-Prix was won by Jean-Eric Vergne. Jev won. Audi were the team's champions. That seemed like 5 minutes ago. Already into the next season now with the new cars. And the rumour mill on the 17th of July this year was suggesting that Tesla might adopt CCS Combo 2 standard with the CCS Combo plug for its European Model 3s. Some people doubted that. Well, the rumour turned out to be true in the end, didn't it? On the 19th of July, BMW's i3 120 amp hour was in the news with a rumoured range of over 350Ks. And LG Chem said they were going to build a $1.8 billion EV factory plant in China. On the 20th of July, Kia launched the Niro EV in Korea. At that point, not called the e-Niro, still the Niro EV. And in China, last count in July, there were 487 EV makers. 487. Wow. On the 30th of July, London powered ahead in the ranking of best cities for EV with more infrastructure than anybody else. And BYD was booming in the Nordics with a big electric bus order for Sweden. And on the last day of the month, Tesla's S and X interior update was pictured. It could well mimic the Model 3 with, I think that's probably a given actually, with a very similar design to that. And Porsche confirmed specs for the Taycan, otherwise known as the Mission E. And even now I got a message yesterday on Twitter, was that, I've not got my phone with me, I think it was Nigel, said, isn't it Taycan? And then other people have told me it should be pronounced Taycan, as in pros and cons. There's a YouTube video that makes it sound like Taycan, but then again, it's got a, the voiceover has a pretty thick accent, and it's like, well, is that... Call it Mission E. Way better name. On the 3rd of August, the UK order books opened for the Hyundai Kona Electric. Did you order on the 3rd of August using Click to Buy? Man, I wish I had done. I couldn't afford it at the time. We just moved house and it was the last thing we could think about is buying a new car. We've never even bought a new car, so it was never going to happen. But it would have been financed and, oh man, no, it was a big decision. It was too quick and we couldn't make it in that time. However, now that things have settled down, mortgage payments and all that kind of stuff are well and truly into the routine of paying those on the new house, then, well, the Kia e-Niro should be for sale very soon in the UK. Tempted. I'll be doing more driving in 2019 with a bit of a big life change that's coming up that I still can't tell you about. However, I will need another car for that. We'll see. On the 8th of July, sorry, I missed one. On the 5th of July, there was a new study out that said so-called safe levels of air pollution were actually causing serious damage in terms of heart failure, and Tesla had said its new self-driving chip was baked. On the 8th of August, Taking Tesla Private was the title of my podcast. We went through Elon's Twitter timeline, we read the official statement. Now we know what we know. I'd like to listen back to that show, actually, on the 8th of August. On the 9th of August, a plug socket was added to the Range Rover Sport P400e plug-in, and Hyundai delivered the first Kona Electric CUV to Norway. They had 20,000 reservations there. On the 10th of August, the new Tesla Autopilot hardware was confirmed to be a free upgrade for all those that had paid for the full self-driving package. Moving on to later in August, on the 14th, we saw the first demonstration of 475 kilowatt chargers unveiled by Tritium. On the 15th of August, we had another study to do with air quality. Babies in prams were the worst affected in terms of air pollution because we put them at exhaust level, plus they're rapidly developing. Tissues and lungs were far more susceptible to pollution, exposed to 60% more pollution because we put them in prams at exhaust height in cities. And people still get excited about driving fossil cars. It just drives me mad. On the 19th of August, Jay Leno chatted with the Tesla chief designer Franz von Holzhausen about the 2020 Tesla Roadster. And on the same day, there was an MKBHD interview with Elon Musk hitting YouTube. Teased in that interview. I think that was the interview where he teased a $25,000 Tesla within the next 3 years. On the 20th of August, Jack White staged a free concert for Tesla employees at their California facility, and a new rumor looked like Apple's electric car project Titan was back on the cards again. On the 23rd of August, Tesla's Model 3 debuted in Australia, but just like here in the UK, not on sale until at least the middle of 2019, possibly later. And the Hyundai Kona EV was confirmed as having the longest EPA range of any Tesla, non-Tesla EV. Just to add to that, since then, I think they've lowered it slightly, but it's still compared to the initial one, but maybe I'm thinking of something else. That's the WLTP range. Maybe they got that slightly a little too optimistic. On the 24th of August, Japan and China announced they would standardize an EV fast charging system. So yeah, if you didn't know that, in China they have the GBT plug, which is just everywhere. It's by far and away the most dominant plug. And even Tesla, because they want to sell cars in China, will modify their cars to put the GBT socket on the side. And then Japan and China, of course, Japan fully behind CHAdeMO, the world's biggest plug. They announced that using the CHAdeMO 2.0 standard, which allows something like 1,000 volts of charging power, then you look at China and Japan getting behind a new plug based on CHAdeMO. You have to think that maybe the world will end up using that one for Asia, China, Japan, using CHAdeMO 2.0. CCS here in Europe is huge and just about the only player, although CHAdeMO's pretty big. And then I'm not sure about the US. Well, we'll wait and see how it shakes out. We could end up with sort of two or three main plugs in the next 5 to 10 years. On the 27th of August, global EV sales surpassed 400,000 vehicles per quarter, and Mercedes-Benz unveiled the first teaser image, the official image of the electric EQC. On the 29th of August, a study found that long-term exposure to air pollution on our streets in towns and cities could even negatively impact cognitive performance, even those sitting inside the vehicles of those fossil cars. So literally, if you're not driving an EV, you are making yourself more stupid by driving a fossil car. And Daimler engineers went undercover to get their hands on a DHL street scooter electric truck. One of my favourite stories of the entire year. And I think I'm remembering it correctly if I just recap that to you. DHL were showing off their new electric truck to potential clients. I think Daimler registered a kind of shell company in order to say, hey, we'd like to buy one of those. And then when they got a test drive, drove it back to Daimler and took it apart and said, oh, that's what they're doing with it. I think that was it. Anyway, Diamond didn't disguise it. They're like, hey, yeah, we wanted to know. So that was one of the best bits of thinking outside the EV box of, what's our competition doing? We better have a look at that. On the 31st of August, the last day that we're going to look at now, Dyson invested in, said they'd invest in 6 test tracks for their future EVs. And WLTP was arriving in just one day. It was the last time that Europe would use a really outdated test cycle, which was very flattering to EVs, particularly to plug-ins and hybrids as well, which allowed them to disguise. Actually, they were made to seem like they were way better in terms of CO2 and for the environment than they really were. WLTP is not perfect. I still like the EPA way of measuring range. I think that's way more accurate, actually, but we're getting there. Well, that's your recap of July and August. Bring back a few memories, maybe a few you hadn't heard before. I'd love to know your thoughts on this week's question of the week. We'll read them out on Sunday, tomorrow. And if you want to take part, thanks to myev.com for setting our question of the week. It's this. Whether you're an EV owner or not, what's been your standout, your one standout EV moment of the last 12 months? Well, you can email me directly, hello@evnewsdaily.com. You can fill out the comments of Facebook and YouTube, and you can go to myev.com as well. Click on research at the top of the page. Thank you very much to now 150 patrons of this podcast. It just blows me away every time I look at Patreon. If you want to add your name to the list, I'd love to be reading out your name. It's Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/evnewsdaily. If you can spare maybe kind of posh coffee once a month to help fund the show, we'll spread the word far and wide around the world about the benefits of EVs. Thank you very much to Phil Roberts from Electric Future, our premium partner. Our partners of the show are David Allen. Thank you, David, as always. What a year it's been. And David, one of my very first supporters. Thank you, David. OEM Audio of New Zealand and evpower.co.nz. Check out them online, evpower.co.nz. And as well, Sasha Pallenberg. Thank you so much. Our partners of the show and our exec producers, Alan Robson. Added name and letters into his name, then Alan Robson, who is at Scottish EV Owner on Twitter. Ashley Hill, Harold Gear Skelsveen, hello to Bjard Fuchstack, Bob Muir from gingercomputers.com, Brian Weatherall, Brent Kingsford, Brian Young, Cesar Trujillo, Chris Benson, Chris Hopkins, Darren Bird, David Partington, David Prescott, Damian Davis, Don McAllister from screencastsonline.com. And I do want to get Don on the podcast in 2019 as well, because he's expecting one himself soon. Hello to Frederick Rovick, George Clargo, Jack Oakley, Jerry Allison, Ken Morris, Jason Fan, John Bailey, John H. Mayer III, John Timmis, Kevin Myerson, Ken Morris, thank you, Ken, Lars Dallager, Louis Hopkin, Luke Cully, Marcel Lohman, Marcel Ward, Maz Shah, Martin Croft, Matthew Ellis, Matthew Gruby, Neil E. Roberts, and the gang from Sussex EVs, Paul Stevenson, Paul Seeger-Smith, Pete Glass, Philippe Calve, Raj Bedwell, Renee Schneider, Rod James, Rupert Mitchell, Sarah McCann, Scott Callahan, the limousine line in Sydney, who we used to always announce last, and a new one, because he begins with a Z, Zach Hurst. Last but not least. There are 340 previous episodes in the archive for free. You can dip into anyone anytime you want to. They're online thanks to our Patreon supporters. And if you want to subscribe to the show on a podcast or YouTube audio, you can do that. Hit subscribe, you get it first and free and automatically. In the meantime, catch up on the socials by searching EV News Daily. You'll find me. Have a wonderful day. Part 5 of our 2018 in review will be on the way when I catch you tomorrow.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.